Just try to be your normal, humorous self, okay? The guy you were before the tailspin. Do you remember that guy? People love that guy.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me, as usual, is the co-host, Will Papa Giorgio.
So,
hello, hello, brother.
Hey.
Friggin' love that song. God, it pumps me up like crazy, man.
It is good, because it's actually, like, rhythmic.
I'm, I hear it, and I just want to, like, metal. Punch a dog in the face, you know?
It kind of reminds me of, like, In Flames or Carcass or
yeah,
something.
It's that rhythmic metal.
Well,
you
see,
know
it's not noise.
No, it's got, like, an actual groove to it.
No, it's really cool. It's almost, like, Rammstein-ish.
Yeah, or Metallica's Black Album. It's just kind of, like, anal drumming, like, everything's precise and in place.
No, Lars couldn't drum it.
No, Lars is a piece of crap. Overhyped as it gets.
Of his generation. Really?
Let's play that chorus. I always worried. I think this is like a white supremacist song or something. If you listen to the lyrics, our seeds sown deeper. Our trees will grow taller. I don't know, man.
Were they from Norway or something?
Yeah, they're Nordic. There's something a little ominous to that one. But, again, you're listening live, hopefully, every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern on www.fcac.org/WEBR. Archives can be found at www.inpapasbasement.com. The still not updated dirtytissues.com if you want to see the old webcomic, which brought me great joy back in the day.
What was that first clip from?
Which, the very first?
Yeah.
That is from Sideways, which I figured would be a good source of stuff for the show, because it's about, like,
a miserable person.
An alcoholic English teacher who hates his life, and his friend gets a ton of poon, and, you know, he's the loser of the bunch. So it's pretty much the winner friend trying to talk to his loser friend and trying to pump him up.
Who plays the winner in that movie?
It's not C. Thomas Howell. That is the soul man. It's Thomas Hayden Church.
Oh, okay.
Ned and Stacy?
Yeah,
it's Ned. He's pretty damn good. I enjoy him in it.
I've never seen that. Is it good?
Sideways?
I saw, like, a bit. I was like, it's funny. But I think I saw, like, maybe the end where it kind of gets serious. I don't know.
It's, you know, it's what you're not huge on, the dramedy.
Yeah.
But it's got a lot of solid moments. It makes fun of the mouth breathers a little.
Right.
You know, it's got some stuff. Unfortunately, Sandra Oh, that Asian pig, is in it.
Yeah, definitely not attractive.
Oh, she is friggin' disgusting, man. What? No. Great. This always happens. I don't ratchet up the volume after I fade out the song. Hey, Will, who did I say just starred in it?
Sandra Oh.
And All Is Right with the World Again. Yeah, that disgusting Sandra Oh. Not like I can dig Asian chicks. Although
she's like one of those chicks that's like close to being hot, but not.
Not really. She looks like a kabuki mask or something. I find her just repellent on all
levels. Yeah, but I mean, if you saw her like in real life, you know.
I don't know. I really got to think I probably wouldn't dig it even in real life. I mean, I'd ball her to say I'd balled Sandra Oh.
Right. No, I'm just saying if she was nobody.
If she was nobody, I'd have her massage my feet and give me a happy ending. But
maybe
that's
just because I saw the shunts as I walked into the cable access station.
Oh, really?
And that makes anything look good.
Oh, God.
It's like going into Costco.
Oh, what, this place?
Yeah.
Oh,
makes you feel like the sexiest person on earth.
Oh, my God. I know. I feel like goddamn Richard Gere in his prime walking in here. I'm like George Clooney coming in this joint.
No, seriously.
I mean, this is like a tunnel full of Morlocks. I love the place, but yeah, it ain't pretty. It's pretty disgusting.
Built for radio.
Yeah, exactly. People too ugly for radio, as they say. Effing love that expression. But yeah, you know, it's been the first full week, I'd say, of not doing anything in the, I guess if you want to define productivity as going out in the world and slaying the dragon and making some bucks. It's been my first week in a long time of just none of that. Absolutely none.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, it felt weird a little bit at first.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just to this great daily drudge of waking up on time, staying up late to watch South Park. Like, the TiVo gets us, like, 3 new episodes a night, which I'm loving. I mean, we've been watching, we've been killing them together recently.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been great. God, the last few seasons of that show are brilliant.
No, but it's picked up a lot from when it first started.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm watching more TV. I used to just not watch TV when I worked, honestly. You know, maybe a little like 30 Rock and that crap and the Sunday night cartoons, like King of the Hill, I'll always watch.
I don't.
But I didn't watch anything forever. Now that I'm not working, it's definitely spiked, dude. I was watching like UFO Hunters on History Channel the other night. And what I've really taken to doing, which I love and is just dirty as all hell, I kind of make a nest out of the blankets we keep in the basement and throw the pillows on the floor. And as soon as I'm sick of watching TV, I'll just like roll over and flop there for 3 or 4 hours.
Nice.
And then head upstairs. Oh, it's disgusting.
No, I used to do that when I was sick, just like flip around and catch weird stuff.
Yeah, dude.
Like a couple of times this week, because I actually had like some time off, I'd watch weird movies at like 2 a.m.
Really?
It's just when you always catch the best stuff, because it's stuff you never heard of.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean, like the weird movies.
Yeah, like just indie stuff, like kind of right below the radar.
Spanking the Monkey, stuff like that. You ever catch that?
Yeah, I think I've seen that with you.
God, weird movie.
No, it's usually like not even comedies, like, the weird dramas.
Really?
Like the one I was telling Diana about when it was Down to the Bone. If you ever see that, it's actually pretty good.
What's it about?
Some like chick in upstate New York, it's like kind of young housewife,
dirty upstate New York.
Yeah, it's just like coke addict, goes to rehab, ends up like falling in love with her rehab nurse, who's also a former user. So she leaves
Take
her husband.
Take that, you clap having Jezebel.
Yeah, she like leaves her husband for him, and you know, of course, then they both like fall back into it and.
Sounds
just following
decent.
Them around, yeah.
God, I remember back when I used to get high all the time. Nothing made me more happy than catching a movie about drugs while I was high. Especially, I don't know why, because, you know, I'm just a hater at heart. I would get off on the ones that were really negative. Like, Basketball Diaries. We used to catch that tripping balls back in the day.
That's a pretty good movie, too.
Yeah, but there's scenes, you know, with them just completely going through withdrawal, like curled in the fetal position, you know, for minutes on end, like chattering away, and it would screw with your head and get in your head, and soon enough you're just like, yeah.
I've never done anything that powerful. Although I also caught most of Leaving Las Vegas one night, too.
Oh.
I've never really seen all of that, have you?
Most of it. I mean, it's Nick Cage playing Nick Cage.
Nick Cage can only do Nick Cage.
Nick Cage can only play Nick Cage, and God bless him for it.
No, that's true. I mean, I think I was just thinking that this week, like, more actors should do that. I don't know.
What, just completely fall into being typecast?
Or just be yourself, you know what I'm saying? It's like, if you can't tackle a role, then don't take it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, there's certain guys who get typecast based on build and kind of their ethnicity, like Pesci.
No, I mean, good.
Stuff like that.
Guys like Adam Sandler, too,
yeah.
I guess, can kind of do both.
But,
like,
I mean, Cage physically could play pretty much anything, but he's always just Cage. He's always
because
well,
he's like a crap actor. He's like.
Yeah.
Francis Ford Coppola's nephew or something?
Cousin something?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe nephew.
So that's how he got his start.
Yeah, and then he went out of his way to declare, you know, kind of
like,
make himself
change
known.
Change his name.
Yeah, and act like he didn't get into the business because of that. There was that huge lawsuit with Kathleen Manvoice Turner recently. Did you hear that? Where she
said he got arrested or whatever?
Yeah,
for DUI.
Stealing a dog on the set.
Yeah.
Like he just likes someone's chihuahua and he just pockets it.
It's all made up.
Yeah, and I think he won the suit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was a bunch of crap.
Crazy bitch.
Oh, bitch, please.
Well, I think they settled it. I don't think like she had a pen.
She didn't have to say I was wrong.
She's the one in War of the Roses, right?
Yeah, she used to be
actually pretty hot.
She used to be a piece of ass, and then she just Don and Mike have been over this. This is familiar territory.
Frankenstein voice.
Yeah. Oh my god. I wish I had some distortion I could throw on my pipes to get as deep as hers. Or a Patty and Selma something. I mean, she's disgusting now. Like, because I remember, and it's horrible. You heard of this casting, and you're like, oh, that's brilliant. And then you kind of felt sad about it. She played Chandler's dad, who got a sex change to be a woman.
Oh.
In multiple episodes. Because his mom's that piece of ass Morgan Fairchild on the show.
Yeah, she is hot.
Oh, God, I know.
That's the Old Navy chick, right?
Yes. Yeah. Not the old one. Not the not the glasses, bitch. But, yeah, the blonde with the big teeth.
Tatas.
In fact, she was in, I saw Walk Hard yesterday.
Yeah, she's in that.
Still holding it together.
Jesus.
I mean.
How old is she?
Like, oh, she's got to be like mid to late 50s now.
Jesus Christ.
I know. That's a genetic,
anomaly.
Jackpot right there. You get married to that and you'd still cheat, but you'd come home and you wouldn't be quite as miserable. God, that keeps me up at night.
Who's she in Walk Hard? Like Dewey Cox's mom or something?
No, she's playing herself, literally. And, like, they got Patrick Duffy, I think the step-by-step dad,
nice.
Playing himself. Pretty sure it's Cheryl Teagues playing herself. She's actually held
who's
up.
That?
She's a bikini model back in, like, late 70s, I want to say.
Bush era.
Sports Illustrated. Oh, back when the... Yeah.
They had a lot to cover.
The CUN Toledos were a muffin. Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, God. Nothing worse than that. I know what you're saying. Like the swimsuit, and you look down, there's that little kind of poof holding it out. You know, it looks like a 4-year-old sack. Just like, God damn. Come on, people.
Looks like a tarp pulled over a bush.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like a shrub inside a rubber balloon.
Like they got a damn maxi on. You know, it ain't pretty. Oh, God. Just thinking about that. Turning my stomach. The muff puff. Have you ever encountered that?
Yeah. I mean, never, like, bad, luckily. But, I mean, chicks haven't shaved, yeah.
Like, how bad was your worst?
Not bad at all, thankfully.
Oh, God.
And if it was in the dark, so I couldn't see too much.
Really? Jesus, I had one that looked like a damn troll doll's head.
Oh, like a dude?
What?
Like a, you know, like most dudes don't trim. Like...
Yeah, I'd say yeah, except no, I trim. Okay. I keep all my crap short. You know, that's it's good. Useful for a multitude of reasons. First of all, you know, chicks appreciate it.
Yeah,
second of all.
It's disgusting if you don't.
I enjoy it. And third, you always get off the hook when, you know, people invariably leave the seat up, piss all over it, and leave their, like,
pubes,
the friggin' length of Stephen Perry's hair, you know what I mean? And everyone's like, John, why'd you do that? I'm like,
I'm a shaver.
You know, I got G.I. Joe hair down there, pal. Nothing. Clean shave. But yeah, this was rancid, man.
Who was it? Anyone I know?
It was a recent case. We're not gonna name names.
Any hints?
we've been over the territory. A name of your ex as well.
Oh!
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Was it blonde?
Oh, yeah. Everything matched.
Ugh.
To quote, was it Forgetting Sarah Marshall, let's see if the curtains match the pubes. Paul Rudd. Brilliant bastard.
Good.
God, what a great line. Yeah.
So it looked like Jason and the Golden Fleece.
Yeah. It wasn't cool.
Oh.
Thank God in no way was I asked to go down. No way was it insinuated or hinted or anything. Can't say I'm a fan of that particular act to begin with.
I don't mind it. Most chicks, actually. I don't know how a chick would ask for it.
No, maybe after the fact they'll pipe up a little. If it's been like 5 or 10 times you guys have balled.
Right.
And you just have made no move for it. I'm not big on it for a one-nighter thing. I think it's kind of reckless, dangerous, and I really don't like doing it unless you actually dig the broad.
Yeah, no, me too. I
wouldn't
do it now. It's like if I find them hot.
Yeah, I've been tempted lately. I'm crossing the 2-year mark.
For what?
For not doing that act.
Jeebus.
Yeah, I've kept quite a streak alive. We're talking a good, and in that time, I'd say easily 10 something unsatisfied ladies. You know what I mean? Just kind of like.
A few weeks for me.
What now?
I said only a few weeks for me.
Really? Oh, thank God you're not stinking up the mic. Yeah, man.
No, God, I am, man. That rotten tooth of mine, like, parts of it breaking off.
When are you going to yank that dog turd that's lodged in your gum line out?
I won't have the time. No, soon. It's really starting to
kill
me.
For those that not aware, and no one would be aware, I don't know, you know, except for Maria in the audience, hearing about her boys and their muff diving. Hey, Mom. You've had this rotting molar for...
Wisdom tooth.
For what? 18 months? 2 years?
I don't know. I was trying to think about that. I mean, it can't be more than a year since I went to the dentist last. I don't.
And they quoted you some absurd price that made you.
Well, no, it happened like that day. It was weird. You know how like when you go to the dentist, you always try to like brush and floss really well that morning.
Yeah, and
as
they
if
always
that's going to make up for everything.
Oh, they always sniff it out too, because if you haven't done it routinely, your gums get inflamed. And they're like, puffy, puffy, and then they'll just dab it with the metal dagger, and you're screaming, and they're like, we have our ways.
I mean, I try to keep up, Jesus. Like, I brush twice a day, floss daily, use Listerine daily.
That's all you gotta do.
And occasionally, I'll skip, like, if I'm tired.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. So, like, once in a while, I'll flop.
Yeah, it's like, if I'm coming home at 4 in the morning on, like, Saturday night, you know, be like, ah, the hell with it.
Yeah, exactly, when you can barely, you know, when you shouldn't be on the road, honestly. You're just like,
right. But, yeah, so anyways, that morning I noticed, I'm like, I got a goddamn hole in my tooth. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Like, through the center? Like, the top? Like
just the top center. It looks like it's just, like, a hole in the middle.
Like, effing Jerry from Tom and Jerry dug into the wall type hole. Like, living in the middle of your tooth.
Yeah,
horrible analogy. Go with it.
Yeah, just, like, right, the middle looks, like, scooped out.
Jesus, okay.
And then it just progressively gets bigger and bigger.
Uh-huh.
And a couple days ago, I was, like, grinding my teeth in my sleep and, like, on purpose.
Really? I do it, like, subconsciously, like, really? I'm all stressed.
No, I was, like, trying to, like, catch one tooth in the hole, and I did. And the pressure from my jaw, because I have kind of a cross fight, just made the front of the rotten tooth, like, fly off. In my mouth.
You horse's ass.
And then,
big mistake.
Yesterday, I was just, like, sitting at the computer, and I hear that little clinky-clinky sound in my mouth. And, like, I spit, and, like, another tiny piece of tooth comes out.
Let me see how much is left.
It's nasty.
Oh, God, hold on.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
And it smells ungodly, too. When I broke it yesterday, I was brushing it. It is not. It smells like the mic after that old man was talking into it.
Oh, God. You mean it Prince really, Old Spice?
Yeah, it just smells like death.
God, man. Yeah, I got that yanked. I mean, you haven't because, like, you pay for insurance out of pocket. And
well, no, the whole problem is the idiots, they're going to get me a quote. And their stupid, like, new Chinaman oral surgeon wasn't on my insurance's radar yet.
Yeah.
So they were just going to say I had to pay 100%, which was like $1,700. Although that was to get all four wisdom teeth yanked out.
Yeah, so you're looking at one, which is like maybe four or five out of pocket. Yeah,
and hopefully some would be covered. So
yeah, no kidding. You got a rotten, disintegrating tooth at this point. That's like a health hazard, man. You'll get the brain stuff going.
Yeah, but no, I got to get it soon.
That'd be great if they yanked it and you became this caring lover and all that. I love you, ladies.
No, I was thinking hopefully it might. Nah.
Well, if nothing else, man. It's like the lion who's got the thorn in his paw. It can't be helping your mood. Christ.
No, because I really don't notice it unless I eat.
I mean, I friggin' hate having any deformity on me. Like, for years, I thought I had some weird fungus on the back of my left index finger.
You told me.
Yeah, and I went to, like, the dermatologist, you know, every 3-4 months to get some, like, kind of $50 cream, a different type, to see if it burned this junk off. Finally, I get a biopsy on it, and they get the skin pulled out. And it turns out it's just a callus.
Let me see the scar.
Oh, yeah, it's actually kind of looking weird, man. Like, bubbly. You know,
it looks fine, I mean, because there's pressure, because, like,
yeah.
What used to be there isn't there.
I mean, it turns out it was just a damn callus from using my finger like a shoehorn.
Yeah.
Because I was too lazy to, like, you know, unlace my shoes. But for, like, 2 years, I would only finger broads with the right hand and crap, you know, like, deathly afraid I was going to give them the yeast infection of all yeast infections or something.
Which, I never switch hit when it comes to that.
Really?
Yeah.
It depends, you know. Sometimes your right hand is otherwise occupied. Choking them so you can get some peace and quiet. That's how I roll. But, yeah, man. I don't know.
Yeah, shows what doctors really know.
Yeah. God, switch hitting. I'll do it once in a while. But, yeah, you kind of want to go with the right when doing that, if you're right-handed.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, yeah, if you're getting too happy-go-lucky with lefty, and especially if there's any bit of nail left, you haven't clipped
laceration.
Immediately. Oh, my God, yeah, you're going to tear that thing wide the hell open.
No, luckily I always keep my nails short from guitar or whatever.
Yeah, mine never got too bad. I've heard chicks tell horror stories where guys
disgusting.
Will just like rake it up and down. And I'm just, how's that supposed to feel good?
Most guys don't know what the F they're
doing. I know. Like, I feel I'm better. Like, I'm above the curve, not only because I'm an amazing lover, but just because I'm not retarded. There's certain things guys do where it's like, where the hell would that, in what plane would that fly, you know?
No, fortunately, that's one of the few talents I possess.
Yeah,
actually,
like,
knowing what the F to do.
There are two things I know I don't swing in bed, and that's just like a conscious decision. And it's, if I dig the chick, I'll swing them both. But one, we already said, I ain't going down. You know, I'm a brother man in that department. Unless I got a gun to my head, ain't going down. You know, I'm Hagler. No, you know, one knockdown his whole career, not going down.
But usually you can get better results using your effing hands than mouth anyway.
Well, if you do hands and mouth, you're like the Messiah. It's the second coming.
No, I mean, hands by itself, like.
Hands will hack it.
Yeah.
Hands will hack it just fine. If you can do hands and mouth, you know, God bless you. You're going to really get the damn job done. You're going to do the damn thing, as we call it. But the other thing, man, hate cuddling. Can't swing that either.
Really?
After fooling around, as long as it's light, I'm okay. But if it was like full out, we bawled for however long I go. And, you know, I guess from the gym, like, I got decent stamina for whatever reason.
Mm.
Like, and I'm just, like, sweat covered.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm a pig. I got sweat covered. I am not going to touch you. I'm going to treat it like I just finished running a few miles. Like, I'm just going to sprint to the shower before the sweat's lying all over me and dries.
Well, no, I'm a mo when it comes to that respect.
No, I
and
love
also
it.
Extremely dirty, too. Like, I'll go to sleep with, like, chicks' blood on me and crap.
Oh, God, no, man. I'm like, I love the sensitive, cuddly crap if there wasn't too much fooling around involved. Like, if it's just making out and then you cuddle, that's fine. But, like, once fluids are all over me, I got, you know, not to sound like,
You are gay.
I got really sensitive skin. Like, any time I ball someone new and, like, sweat or the excretions and what have ye are all over my junk. Like, without fail, my skin will turn red and, like, break out from just feeling new, you know, crap on it. So, like, when I was a little kid and I was first getting laid, I thought I had, like, the herp every time. I was just like, oh, my God, you whore, you whore, you whore. What did you do to me? And, you know, now it's like I just know my junk is going to look like the Kool-Aid man's cack for a day.
No, I get that, too.
Yeah.
Especially raw dogging.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's one reason I don't raw dog, actually. Keeps you good and tidy.
It's
down
the only
there.
Way.
Oh, man. You better not raw dog anymore. I was going to buy a box of Magnums as a prop and then hand them to you. And then I was like, F that. I don't want to waste my money. I know I got like a 7-year-old box of Durex at mom's house.
No, I have some.
Okay, yeah. Good, man.
God, I have some, I think, from like when I was still piping Susan. Back in 2003.
Dude, at mom's last night, I was going through a junk drawer. I was finding condoms. I was like, getting laid, you know, in 2000 or whatever, 1999. I don't remember when. Like, back in the day, yeah. You know, college days. Like, they were expired, literally, a couple of them.
See, those, like, were good till 2008. I don't know what the date is, but.
Yeah,
see. Quite the shelf life.
I got a few that are, like, July of 08. So, like, you know.
Yeah, I want to test them.
Really? I don't know. I'm kind of like, hey, ladies, let's get these out of the way.
Well, no, if nothing else, it might, like, give you some bad skin reaction.
Good point. Yeah, and especially they're, like, kind of the darker. It's the, I don't know, you ever been to the health clinic? Yeah.
No.
Oh, you got your junk tested at the normal doc?
Yeah, for $180.
Jesus Christ, man.
Bargain basement price.
Oh, God, go to the health clinic.
Oh, no, I'm not making that mistake again.
Yeah, hell, I thought I'd taught you. But I go...
Well, it's because it was like spur of the moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she wasn't too pleased with me telling her I had unprotected sex either.
Which one is this?
M. Dottie. It's kind of hot. It actually looks like Amanda Tater, but older.
Amanda Tater. Oh, okay. M. Dottie.
I guess she's married to, like, an Indian dude or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just, like, pale white Irish chick. But she's like, so are you sexually active? And I was like,
What kind of stupid question is that?
Like, well, it's like, I'm not having sex with anyone right now, am I?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, have you had sex in the last 6 months? Yes. Did you use a condom? No.
And yeah, that's not usually a good way to go about it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
She was just, like, disgusted when I told her what I'd do. I was like, who are you to judge?
Well, I used to be that way, but
don't judge me, monkey.
Don't judge me. I used to sweat too many bullets afterward.
Yeah, no, I know. You get tested every effing time.
Oh, yeah. That's... No, it was always two in a row. It was always, I would raw dog one semi-skanker, and, like, I knew my junk hadn't fallen off, so I'm like, okay, you know, 7 or 11, and I'd roll the dice again with a real skank, and that's always, like, as soon as I finished up, I was like, what did I do, what did I do, what did I do, what did I do, and I'd get tested within, like, you know, a month or whatever, you're clear.
With me, I mean, first of all, like, most chicks, like, the ones I know who have stuff, like, they're pretty open about it.
You know, bro, I don't have really anyone in my circle.
People, like, not, like, extremely close people, but, yeah, I know people like herpes, HPV, that kind of crap.
No ass.
That's the only thing, like, and, like, I've never had, like, burning when I piss or whatever, so the way I see it, it's like, if I don't have that, then I probably don't have AIDS.
Yeah, kind
of. Keyword being probably.
Probably.
That's good enough for
me. A fine 85% chance.
But yeah, and also it's like, you know, in the suburbs, I don't care like how big of a hoe you think someone is. It's like,
they probably don't have the HIV.
Yeah.
But maybe they're making it to the clubs on weekends.
Yeah, I mean, still.
And having sex with.
Darkness, everybody!
And then. No.
Then it's 100%.
Exactly. 99.9. You're dead in the water, honey.
Sex with black people equals AIDS.
You heard it here first. That's one of the community bumpers we used to play before the show. But, yeah, I would always panic. And then finally I was just like, screw it, just wear your condoms. And it doesn't really feel that much worse. The worst thing that happens is sometimes, like, if it's like 5-6 hours of you drinking and it's like 5 in the morning and you can't get it going all the way to get it in the condom, and then you're like, ah, hell with this. And that's back in the day. If you're raw dogging, you just kind of pipe it in at 75, and it's, you know, it's up to 100 within 5 seconds of feeling that, you know? And then you're good to go.
Yeah, with me, it was like total bone killer. So it's like,
Really?
It's like putting a rubber band around a Rottweiler's tail. It can't have a good effect.
Turns purple and falls
exactly.
off. You heard that medical update here first as well, folks. Yeah, I don't almost dropped the S-bomb, actually. Have to catch yourself on that. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, guess that subject's been
mine
dissected.
I don't even remember how we got on that.
Me neither. What's next on the old agenda?
What are you talking about? We improvise all this.
Scrawled on the cocktail napkin.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I did one of my many mandates with Tony DeSisto, good old former roomie, last night. Because when you're not working, that's kind of one thing you view going out with people as almost a job. You're like, well, I did that yesterday. It's like, John, you ate like a pig at a buffet and watched Iron Man. Well, it was something, you know?
What buffet? Walk and roll.
Oh, something. Yeah, it was like Ching a Chang Chong's buffet. You know, it was standard Chinese buffet down in.
Did they eye you to make sure you weren't wasting any food?
No. It was every table had a little sign that says, "Please don't waste food."
A praise, American Joe.
Forgiveness, praise, but yeah.
No, it's like, those people are bitches about that, and I don't get it. It's like, then why don't you just change your goddamn restaurant from a buffet?
Yeah.
It's like, if you want to charge people $15 for serving them leftovers, like, let them eat as much as they want.
Yeah, man, let them...
No, you hear stories, like, people bitch at fat people for, like, eating too much or getting too many plates, not finishing everything.
Uh-huh.
Like, their kids play with the food, and they'll, like, throw them out.
I'm usually pretty good at spying what I want, but, you know, sometimes...
No, I'm definitely a waster.
Yeah, it depends on my mood.
I have that a-hole attitude of entitlement.
Yesterday, I really kicked the S out of myself in the gym earlier, so I was like, oh, I need protein. And, of course, protein comes in the
chicken
form of...
Chicken wings.
Yeah, fried octopus rings, and they had pigs in a blanket and all kinds of junk.
Oh, I forgot another not barbecue, a buffet staple.
Oh, God, there were good pigs in a blanket, too.
And there's always the, like... crusty macaroni and cheese. It's been sitting under that light for days.
It was literally one bin to the right of the pigs in a blanket.
It always is.
I did not touch it, but it looked, yeah, it had that.
It has that layer of dried cheese, like, holding it together.
Oh, yeah, like soup skin on top, except much, much thicker, like tortoise shell level protection.
And there's just the always, like, burnt, pathetic chicken wings.
Yeah, the broke-ass chicken wings.
The Jell-O blocks.
Yeah, they were there.
With cream.
The pudding with the whipped cream on top.
Yeah, nasty-ass mashed potatoes, salad bar.
I don't remember the mashed potatoes. There was salad. The one thing that kills
the assortment of gravies.
About this joint, it's scrimps, the shrimpies. They are served in the Asian way. Well, the
it's
way...
like two per plate.
No, just the way the rest of the world eats scrimps. Mm-hmm. Like, they look like little lobsters. You know what I mean? Like, the whole damn thing.
Oh, is it like a crawfish or something?
Yeah, exactly. It's boiled or deep fried. I don't swing that.
No.
That was one of the great disappointments of Greece.
So it had, like, the legs and stuff?
Oh, yeah, the whole damn thing.
Jeez, they do.
Yeah, put it on a bib and you got the Red Lobster logo. It was horrible.
Smart move on their part. I ain't touching that.
Yeah, exactly. No one's touching their expensive shrimp.
Except Dad, Jesus.
Yeah, I couldn't swing that.
I don't think he'd get those. Most of the time, he just got, like, with shells on them.
No, he never got those. It was just they had the shells on the tail.
No, he got some, I think, shells on the side, too. I remember him cooking some crap where he had to, like, peel.
Shell it? Yeah, but, I mean, at least you could. It wasn't this type
of
thing.
Yeah, you had to, like, pick each leg
off.
You gotta
rip his head off.
Take the eyes off.
Yeah, I feel like F and Jeffrey Dahmer having a meal, you know? Gotta dismember it and masturbate over it first before you eat it.
Deterred it. Yeah. Like David Spade and Tommy Boy.
This one just had Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, God. No, shrimp are disgusting, man. If they're not completely clean, I ain't eating it.
Yeah, I like them butterflied with their ass washed down. And
I love cocktail shrimp. Jesus
they're
Christ.
Good, too. I could eat them, yeah.
Yeah, I could, like, I want to go to a wedding someday and just kill the entire serving of cocktail shrimp.
No.
Shrimp cocktail.
I'd live
Excuse
for it.
Excuse me.
But, yeah, so we go there. I eat my fill of crap. We see Iron Man, and we get in.
Starring, like, fat-ass John Favreau.
He directed it. I didn't realize that. Like, I saw him in the background the first few scenes, and I didn't put two and two together.
Oh, so he's not the star.
Nah, it's Robert Downey Jr. plays Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man.
Oh, so he's also Junk Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he have, like, a little hole in his armor to shoot up in?
Iron Man's powered by smack. Oh, Christ. No, he does a great job in it. But
I can't tie off of this effing armor.
Make a hole for the tourniquet. Yeah, man. It's like Favreau in the first few scenes, and I didn't put two and two together. Like, who the hell's going to cast this fat piece of ass? You know, it's obviously his movie. But there's these voices, you know, like dudes talking behind me during the previews. And right. I don't know about you. I don't lose my ass during the previews when people are talking.
But even, like, once the movie starts, like, just the first couple seconds and they're still going, that starts to piss me off.
And that's what happens. So then the commentary keeps on coming.
Like what?
Like
anything you recall?
Let's see. Someone gets blown up. And
no, nigga, no.
it was white folk. But that's the other Stafford Theater. But it was
Stafford segregated like all southern towns?
No, it's pretty. It's like the Frederick of the South. Pretty much every black dude's got a...
Fat whitey.
Yeah, at least semi-tubby. But
Jerry Springer demographic.
Exactly. Someone gets blown up, and it's like, I don't think we'll be hearing from him anymore, or something along those lines. It was horribly, you know, just like, Jesus Christ, shut up, you little rat. And I turned around, like, once, kind of just giving the quick glance, and it's these little, like, really, really fat five-year-olds.
Large?
Maybe 7 to 8, because I can't tell kids
apart.
Yeah,
I couldn't before I started teaching. Even then, it's like, just because of the way they grow, you know, like, guys younger especially look like a lot young. Yeah, young guys look younger than girls their same age.
Yeah.
Like, girls hit puberty earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
yes,
yeah,
they do.
Like, there can be such, like, great differences, so.
I know one giveaway, they get the Bucky McJackass look with the front teeth coming out. And then growing in bigger than all their other teeth, second grade. So that's age 8.
I know that.
So. That's the only thing I remember. It's a pretty good workaround. I mean, you can figure out a lot of crap.
No, God, if you, like, before I started teaching, if you told me, like, a 2-year-old was 10, I would have believed you. I would have, like, had no idea.
Dude,
when
I
you could have shown me an effing kid in a stroller, I'd be like, he's 12. Like,
yeah.
All right.
No, I have no idea how kids develop. Like, 4-year-old doesn't walk yet? Okay, that's fine. 6-year-old not talking yet? How would I know?
No, 4-year-olds, I think, definitely need to be walking.
8-year-olds crapping themselves still? I don't know. Like, I don't know the development. Like,
oh, yeah, because 4-year-olds got to go to preschool, so I think you got
to
be
walking. No, I mean, you're walking, like, 18 months, two years, somewhere in there. I don't know.
No, I'm always amazed when kids can talk. Like, I think they're, like, damn demon children. Like, they
like a little
pretty
one?
Early, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's like
creepy.
Some effing baby talking. Like, what the, how the hell did it say that?
Yeah.
Effing demon spawn.
Check for the 666.
Yeah. No, they can, like you said, it's like they actually learn that crap around like a year and a half or something.
No, it's like amazingly early.
Yeah, and it's surprising when you see it because it still looks like a little baby. Like, it hasn't even grown hair yet and it's talking.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's crapping itself, but it can talk to you.
No, I was just going to come up with, like, something, but my mind crapped itself.
Happens to the best of us. But, yeah, these little fat kids keep going on. And one of them, you know, this would have been, like, the little fat me of the group. He's like, guys, keep it down, guys. You're being loud, guys. And his friends are, you know, like, shut the F up, man, and kind of talking to each other through the movie. And, like, 20 minutes in, I turn to Tony, and I'm like, I'm about to lose my ass on a bunch of, like, 6-year-olds, man. And he's like, I know, they won't shut up. And so I'm trying to, like, calibrate what I'm going to say, and at the same time, it's, like, sucking me out of the movie because I'm thinking more about how I'm going to handle these little pieces of ass than, you know, what, you know, Iron Man flying around. That's what I'm there for. And finally, I turn it on. I'm like, hey, guys, you mind keeping it down a little bit?
Nice.
And, like, the little kids, like, they yap for a second more. Like, it didn't register. And then the pussy, the little John of the group, he's like, guys, I told you! And for the rest of the movie, not a damn word is said.
Nice.
And the saddest part is, like, I am so proud of myself. Like, I'm Charles Bronson in Death Wish. Like, it's friggin'.
No, because I'm sure other people have the same thing, too. Like, me, I'm the biggest a-hole in the world. And, like,
yeah.
I've never done that.
No, I got a rush. Like, I turned around and told, like, 5 brothers it looked like the Detroit Pistons to shut the hell up or something. You know what I mean? I was just like, dudes, get quiet. And
no, the most I've ever done is just, like, shh, like, really loud.
No, I grew. It was like, it was almost like an inoculation. Like, had they been full grown, I probably wouldn't have said junk, or maybe I probably would have.
Yeah.
It was a weird situation given they're 5, though, but I turned around just like, shut your little mouths. And I was beaming for like 15 minutes.
Nice.
Like, yeah, I could have chosen between that and Head from Anna Kournikova, and I don't know which could have had me beaming longer, honestly.
Like Billy Bob Thornton and Bad Santa.
You, oh, which,
I beat up some kids today. Made me feel good.
God, you're right. Why did I get that sound bite? But the movie was tight, and the little kids stayed shut the hell up, and I walked out feeling like a hero. We ended up at the Spotsylvania Walmart.
Disgusting.
So much fatter than our local Walmart.
No, I've been to Harrisonburg Super Walmart.
This was a super.
Yeah,
this was
course.
A super. And it was just
like the
fat
entire
people.
Town's economy in one store.
They never even had a thin stage, the denizens of this town. It was like fat 4-year-olds, fat 6-year-olds, fat 8-year-olds.
No,
because
those are like your average Americans. These are the people who vote for Bush. These are people who like eat 3 times a day at McDonald's because they don't know it's unhealthy or they just don't care.
That I didn't do that earlier this week, but let's go on.
No, seriously, it's like these are people who have like Big Macs for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I have me the Egg McMuffin, but it's healthy because it's on the muffin and whatnot.
Egg's good for it.
We'll have ye. Yeah. I mean, it's disgusting. They're all puffy. They look so swollen.
No, the ones I'm thinking of are probably like 3 to 4 or something. Look just massive.
Yeah, they look like goddamn Renaissance paintings. They're Titanic, all of them. It's gross. Except a lot of the dudes weren't that fat. But all the women, I couldn't even tell you how many, like, thin dudes with friggin' fat women were there.
You fat little whore!
Everywhere. Fat at 8, fat at 10, just
starting
to grow some,
like,
boobs, you already
got. Thin and hot when they knocked them up at the tender age of 16.
Yeah, I mean, it was,
started just crashing around the trailer.
I mean, it was gross. And, like, I really had to piss my friggin' head off, and I was in sandals. So I wasn't happy about that. I mean, like, a Walmart bathroom in sandals, man.
Walmart's usually okay.
It wasn't that bad, but still, I mean, there's definite visible urine on the floor, and, like, my friggin' open toes are, like, you know, a quarter of an inch from it. I was just like, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty.
Making, like, Jesus walking on the water. Like, oh, God, please don't break.
No, God, the effing best bathrooms are IKEA.
No, like myself. Everything else about it?
Yeah.
Do they serve you meatballs as you ask or something on the pot?
Yes, they do.
A little shoot. You just suck on it. But,
and the prices are fantastic.
Oh, God. Good old IKEA. We need to do another trip.
I was just there not too long ago.
No, oh, okay.
Ghetto Hood Bridge.
Hood Bridge. Clickety clack, son. But, yeah, so I get out of there, and eventually I watch Walk Hard, which Tony illegally downloads in, like, 10 minutes.
Nice.
Friggin' brilliant. It was enjoyable. And
yeah, I'd be down with seeing that.
I have to run around at midnight to acquire the props for the, lo and behold, I've been lying to you, audience, this whole time. I have been working on something while masturbating nonstop this week, and that is I did a script for a short for the FX network. There's kind of a contest where they want new comedy, like Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Where did you hear about that anyway?
Through Leo a couple weeks ago.
And they like specifically said something in the vein of It's Always Sunny?
Very much so. They said, watch this to get a feel for the sensibilities we're looking for.
I'm sure, like, that cast is happy.
Yeah, yeah, like, seriously.
Oh, we finally have a hit. Let's rip it off.
Let's milk that mother effer.
Let's make a friends to It's Seinfeld.
Yeah, man. So I've been nursing it completely. Like, I'm going to do two lines today, two lines tomorrow. I finally end up banging it out Friday. And it calls for a couple weird props. I'm just going to lay it out there. Will, in one scene, plays, he's hired to play a white supremacist, and I am in blackface. So, and he's paid off for his acting duties in condoms and lube. So,
two things I never use.
I never even thought of that, because I was thinking of getting you the rubbers just to encourage it, and then I was like, he's not going to use them. Who am I fooling? And I can't return these to CVS. Like, the one thing.
Can you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it'd be great to walk up with the Magnums one time and be like, yeah, and then having to return them, I don't know, I'd probably go during normal hours at that point and see the mom of someone I knew, at which point things would get messy.
It depends if she's hot or not.
We never knew hot moms. We're not in that rich an area.
I was going to say, yeah, it's all, like, rich moms.
Yeah.
Like, when I was teaching rich kids, like, every mom's a MILF. And that's all, like, their second husband, too. So it's like they get knocked
off, they're not
crap out a kid, and then some, like, rich beta male comes along and, like, scoops it up.
No kidding. I really hadn't even put that together.
No, it's not like...
So a lot of these rich dudes are raising kids that aren't theirs?
No, they're all usually, like, mixed families. I think sometimes they have kids of their own, too, with the chick.
Because I could...
But it's, like, the oldest kid's almost always from someone else.
No S, yeah, like the truck driver who first banged it out.
Yeah, because, like, if they're hot, you know, they're going to be getting piped, so...
Wow. I never... Because I could... That's, like... I'm really open-minded about a lot of crap, but I could never marry a chick who had a kid.
No, I've been thinking about that lately, because... As we get to that age, you know, it's obviously, like, just more and more common. And, Christ, I mean, we ain't that young anymore.
Oh, we're getting up there.
27.
Oh, dude, I'm starting to get, like, full gray curls in my hair. Like, it used to be, like, a gray hair here and there. But if the hair dries right, like, seven or eight of the grays come together.
Right.
I look like goddamn Gargamel sometimes, you know? It's not pretty.
But, yeah, like, I don't know. I'm just, to quote King of the Hill, disgusted by motherhood.
As was Elvis.
Like, so no, I'm really not. Like, I have no problem, like, boning a chick with kids, but...
Nah, I've been there, yeah.
I don't want to be around the kids. I don't like kids. I hate them.
I like kids. I just couldn't give money to, like...
Hell no.
I've studied too much, like, you know, genetic Hitler crap lions when they bang a lioness, bite the heads off her cubs by all previous males type crap. Watch too much National Geographic. I am not going to raise another man's seed on my dime. It's just the only way I would is if I had a kid I was bringing to the table too.
And that happens sometimes too.
Yeah. Like I got a kid from previous, she's got a kid from previous, and then like
then
maybe we make
then
another.
You're even, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Even Steven.
Right.
But it'd have to be even. Like she couldn't have two and I have one. Like that would still kill me.
Really? I think at that point I wouldn't give a crap.
You're
a parent, I'm a parent.
You're talking a gray zone. Yeah. At that point. I mean, you've got something you're bringing to the table. As long as she's squeezing out.
No, I think the whole thing is like you go instantly from single to father. See, that's a very hard leap.
Oh, yeah. It's like here's your bag of S.
Yeah, but it's like if you already have ruined your life by procreating and not killing it, then, you know, why not die one or two more times?
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter.
Oh, God. Hold on. I'm going to pause because I can't.
If you shoot a corpse after it's dead, does it really make that much of a difference?
I love that.
I would. I'm afraid to, man. Like
that's,
I ate
that's
all those,
why I had to pause.
No, I ate all those raisins. I would seriously S myself.
Oh, God. Mine have been, like, so beautiful and, like, just flour coming. Like, I didn't even have them for weeks. I'd been eating so well.
Right.
And the past 2 days, it's just been, like, okay, literally, there was one day where I had Taco Bell, and then lunch was a double cheeseburger with a cone, and then dinner was 2 4-piece nuggets. And then the next day it was
2 4-piece nuggets still cheaper than 6 nuggets?
No. Oh, yeah, and the 12 are cheaper than the 10. They never have done their worked out their math correctly on that one.
Oh, I'm sure they know. I'm just the idiot who keep buying them. Six is bigger than 4.
I go through in a drive-thru, and they're like, I want the number 9 with the 10-piece, and we'll have ye. It makes me turn my. I'm like, I just want to grab him and be like, you idiot. Don't you want the 12? Don't you want the 12? But, and then yesterday I had buffet, and then Tony's mom cooked another delicious meal, like a plate of pasta that Andre the Giant would push back halfway through. Like, she gives you a chicken breast. It's literally like a whole chicken's breast.
Jesus.
And I devoured it. And so I've been like practically crapping myself. Like, there's definitely rotting.
What kind of sauce was it?
A delicious vegetable marinara.
Nice.
God bless Mrs. DeSista. I mean, you can smell carcass rotting in my colon, though. I mean, it is foul, man. There is no mincing what is in that hole. But, yeah. Where were we before the fart? I think I was talking, the raising the kids.
Yeah, that's right.
I couldn't swing it. I could not swing it. I'm down with kids. I want kids because...
See, I don't even want... I really
I was
don't.
Thinking, like...
Okay. I used to think it was because, I'm young. I'll change my mind when I'm older. Uh-huh. I'm not that young. Like, I can picture myself, like, I have no problem even, like, just being with one chick for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
I don't
either.
Because
I'm so used to pounding it. Like,
yeah.
Just, the rest of my life degenerates to pounding it again. Woohoo, big change.
That is just, being single is work.
Yeah.
I hate having to meet new chicks and pretend to be charming and... hide my real horrific personality.
Hide what you are.
Yeah, really.
I.
Although I've also learned that just because someone says they love you doesn't mean you can show who you are completely.
No.
At least not in our cases.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
keep some of that under effing our ass.
I think what kills me is that, like the real me I think is good, and yet there's still something. There's still enough to drive him screaming eventually.
We picked up a lot of abusive behavior, like.
I'm not really that abusive. I'm not as bad as you, but I still got it in me, I guess.
No, man. I'm not abusive. I've never hit a chick. I know it would, but like in terms of yelling and stuff, because like the
I've
house.
I've never hit anyone to tell you about it.
No, like I've told. I mean, I've had girls like the aforementioned Susan, for example. Like,
oh, she was nuts, though.
Yeah, but she freaked out on me because like I raised my voice at her once. She's like, "I've never had anyone talk to me like that." So it's like, really. And, like, the next time, she, like, wouldn't even come over to the house. Like,
yeah,
she
demanded, was like, afraid of you.
Meet her in public. Yeah. She told you that?
Yeah. She's a nut job, though, man. I mean, she's crazy.
Really? She didn't strike me as that crazy before.
Nah, she's crazy, man.
Yeah. Most chicks are.
I think that was the first time either of us had yellow cake.
Nice. No, it's the only, like, non-white chick I've been with.
Really?
Yeah.
She wasn't bad. Face was a little, yeah.
No, I liked her, but... So, yeah, I mean, there's been other times I've, like, freaked chicks out. I was, like, going off. And it's what came naturally to me.
I think me, I just pick effed up situations. Like, I love, I always excel at being the other guy. We've been over this. Because it's so easy to be like, yeah, baby, I wouldn't do things that way.
Right.
How dare he? And then, you know, they're like, oh, you're the best, and they fall for you. But you always forget they're just going to go back to the other guy in the end.
Yeah.
I mean, without fail. You can never – and if you are – if you do manage to lure them away, how can you be happy with that? You've got a cheating skank on your hands.
Yeah. No, it's like
– quite a prize you won, Papa Giorgio.
It's an S-y situation.
It's just bloody all around.
No matter what way you cut it.
Yeah, I've learned my lesson from that. Like, I've done it 2-3 times, and after the most recent one, it's like, you know what? You like me, get single.
You know, it's bad for everyone involved.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want the other guy feeling like a pud. I don't want to feel like a pud. I don't like you being so trifling.
You shouldn't. Yeah. You should feel like the winner.
And that's the thing. It's like you do feel like the winner on paper, like in the guy sense of it. It's like I banged a chick and then she left and nothing happened.
Right.
But at the same, it's like, what if you do dig them? You know what I mean? It's like you don't want things to go that route.
No, because then there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, I like you, and you're still busy assing the boyfriend's D. Well, give me a call when you're done with that. Don't forget to use the scope, and I will see you Sunday night.
Yeah, it's just
But yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to finish up the story with
big S sandwich, and everyone has to take a bite.
Yeah, the story of me getting the props for the short, which should be on YouTube by end of this week.
Nice.
I'll MySpace out the URL. Hell, I'll put it in my profile. Well,
yeah, I was going to say, we can just put it in MySpace.
Yeah, exactly. We'll put it up. But as I said, Will plays a white supremacist, so I had to go back to my mom's house where I keep my copy of Mein Kampf along with my several other Hitler-themed books. And she's up at the time, oddly enough.
No, I've been there sometimes when she's up pretty late.
Yeah, it's like midnight. She's up. So I get my copy of Mein Kampf off the shelf.
What are you doing?
Pretty much.
What do you need that for?
Manny, manny, manny.
You clumsy poop.
Yes.
Throw mama from the train. Yeah. I'll have to.
Owen!
Owen! I think the funniest line to me is when DeVito hands the tie to, what's his face? The Jew.
Billy Crystal.
Yeah, throw Jew from the well. Throw Jew down the well. I like how I mashed throw Jew down the well and throw mama from the train together. But
Flounders mashups.
Yeah, God. And he's got the tie. He's like, here's your tie. It was wet. It would be ruined. Like the way he pronounces ruined. Like R-U-N-E-D. I don't know why I lose it at that.
But I guess he's just an Italian from New York.
Yeah, dirty eye tie, man. Danny DeVito, yeah. You know, 4 foot negative six.
4 foot 3'11".
Exactly. He's tiny. But, so I'm walking, I'm digging through my drawer, too, because that's where I used to, back before I got the free health department condoms, which, by the way, they suck because they come multicolor. Mm-hmm. And so you get tons that are like bright red or dark blue.
And they look extremely weird.
Yeah, I definitely got a chuckle about 2-3 weeks ago. I had a bright red one on. And it looks like you're going to get effed by a clown's nose. You know what I mean?
There's some comedian who did a bit about that. It's like, yeah, purple condoms looks like you're boning Barney.
Yeah. It's like I looked down myself. I was like, right. Yeah, the lights are still on. Oh, God. But, man. So I'm walking around, and I walk past her. I'm just holding Mein Kampf with a box of condoms in my hand. And I'd already driven by KFC to get an empty bucket of chicken, another prop we're using, and the whole Rosetta Stone is me in blackface for the end, and I have to get shoe polish at CVS at 12:30, and lo and behold, who helps me find the shoe polish? Really nice black guy. And I'm just like, hey, where the shoe polish is? He's like, yeah, right this way, man. He's like so friendly. I was just like, I am going to hell.
Like, do you happen to know which brand is best for blackface?
Exactly. Could you recommend a cold cream to put under?
What shade? Should I use black or dark brown? Yeah. Hey, let me hold up the tin next to your skin. I'd like to copy your hue, please.
May I dab some on you? Oh, God. But, long story short, 12:45 in the morning, I'm driving away praying I'm not getting pulled over because I've got a KFC bucket filled with shoe polish, condoms, and a copy of Mein Kampf. Oh. Ta-da.
Probably get you out of whatever ticket they're going to give you.
Yeah, just like you don't want to know.
You look like you got enough on your plate as is, mother effer.
Yeah. Well, that pretty much brings us to the label. Well, we're at 3:55. I'm sure we got Squire hanging outside. Next week we'll do your. Will has a great, great story about getting into a fight trying to buy a car.
As always, fight with someone.
You can always expect the best from Will.
Homeless person, car salesman, doesn't matter. Anyone who gets in my way.
He's like Da Vinci. Give him paint, he'll make something. Well, brother, good to have you back, man.
Thank you.
Hopefully you won't be skipping out again.
No, I don't think so.
Glad to hear it. And we are going to shut the mics. Have a good one, everyone. We'll be seeing you next week.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
There are no more barriers to cross. All I have in common with the uncontrollable and the insane, the vicious and the evil, all the mayhem I have caused and my utter indifference toward it, I have now surpassed. My pain is constant and sharp, and I do not hope for a better world for anyone. In fact, I want my pain to be inflicted on others. I want no one to escape. But even after admitting this, there is no catharsis. My punishment continues to elude me, and I gain no deeper knowledge of myself. No new knowledge can be extracted from my telling. This confession has meant nothing.
The beat was very dirty and the vocals had this door. Son, 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 son.